You're very welcome to Lauren Laporca here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Coming up over the next hour, Daisha ladies football boss Pat Sullivan on Sunday's must-win game against Meath. Michael Ryan will be along to preview the All-Ireland Hurling quarterfinals. We'll hear from the May winner of the WLR Granville Hotel GA Award, Mark Fitzgerald. And we'll also get the story of the 22 dairy farmers who are coming together to sponsor Shamrock's GA. So the Waterford ladies will welcome Meath to Friar Field on Sunday for round two of the All-Ireland series for a 1:30 throw-in. After last weekend's defeat to Donegal, the Daisha need a win to stay in the hunt for the All-Ireland quarterfinals. And manager Pat Sullivan is here in our Dungarvan studios to look ahead to this one. Pat, what did you learn from that 5-point loss to Donegal last weekend?
Actually, look, there's a lot of learnings for us. We were disappointed. It's the result, obviously, is one thing, but we put a lot of effort this year into league and championship on our own performance and in process. We're in control of that in the first 15 minutes and got a great lifeline as well with a massive turnover from Ronnie O'Neill to, I suppose, Kate McGrath and Lauren McGregor to match up together and get a great goal. It put us 1-1 to a point up in control. But unfortunately, 90 seconds later, we gave away a penalty and gave them the lifeline they needed and struggled for 10 minutes in our own kickouts after that. Conceded 4 points from that. So from there, we went in at half-time 1-6 to 1-2. And should have been a completely different performance there. Readjusted at half-time and completely owned to the second half, but just could never get that 4 or 5 point gap back that we needed, that we'd given away in the first half. And that's really disappointing, because going up to the game, we were in a great place. We had a lot of good work done. The team was really looking forward to the challenge. And look, credit and hats off to Donegal. They wanted that bit more than we did on the day. And the key learning for us is now that we need to perform for that first 25, 30 minutes in the first half and not have any lapse like we had in them 10-minute block. Because we struggled in the second half to take it back. Look, fitness is not an issue whatsoever, and we proved that in the second half, so we know we're fit enough to do that. We just need to make sure, from the mental strength point of view, that we do not have a lapse of a 10-minute window where we can't afford to give complete control back to Meath.
What injuries are you carrying into this Meath game on Sunday, Pat?
Yeah, unfortunately, we picked up an injury on Tuesday night. Sheena McGurkin looks like she'll miss the game now. And Eve Power is out as well after collarbone, which she broke as well 2 weeks ago. So there are two big losses to us. Sheena played really well last week and she came on. Get great energy going forward as well for us, so she's going to be a loss. Obviously, Megan Dunford out for the year. Hannah Power looks like will make the bench on Sunday, which is massive. She hasn't been part of the panel since back in March. So that'll add a lot to us, and hopefully she'll add something off the bench as well.
And you have a new addition since the Munster Championship ended, Pat. You have Laura Mulcahy back as part of the defence. How much of a boost is that?
That's massive. Look, Laura's a super player, great attitude as well. Brings a lot to the game. She learned a lot from last week. The game will really help her as well. And look, we're very lucky to have her, as I said, after losing the statue of Megan Dunford, to have someone like Laura to come back in and support us. It's massive, and she's been brilliant since she came back in. Played really well last week, and looking forward to Laura going ahead this week and improving again on her own game.
How much confidence would you take from the fact that you've already beaten Meath away from home during the National League, Pat?
Look, we take a lot of confidence. We took a lot of confidence in a lot of our stuff. We did really well in the league, no different to beating the Meath or the Mayos or Donegal, whoever it was. Big thing for us is we know the challenge we face. All-Ireland champions for a reason as well for the last 2 years. So we know we need to be at our A game. We know we can't afford to have that lack in concentration for a 10-minute period, what the damage they'll do to you. But we're really looking forward to the challenge as well. Look, if we had won last week, we would still have the exact same challenge come Sunday, because it's three in the group and the top two go through. So we're not guaranteed to go through with one. None of the teams are, because it comes head and head in, and then it goes down to a score on average. So looking forward to the challenge, but very aware of the challenge we face as well.
One player that always seems to bring her A game this year, Pat, is Lauren McGregor, and she was in the right place at the right time again last week to get her 8th goal of the season. What do you make of her strike rate this year?
Look, it's been unbelievable. Lauren is a super girl. She does a lot of work off the field. Look, we train 3 nights a week and in the gym twice, but the work Lauren does on her own is that keeps her, I suppose, mentally sharp. Great turnover, great work from Ronnie O'Neill last week, and then says Kate McGrath, but the one person that was there in the right place at the right time for an open goal was Lauren, and that's what you need. You need that goal poaching threat that she brings. She's also taken over her freeze with the last couple of games as well and doing very well on that. And look, every day she goes out, she's probably our biggest critic is herself. She wants to improve. So, yeah, look, we're very lucky and happy to have Lauren in our camp.
Since you played Meath last, Pat, they've changed managers. Jenny Rispin is now the interim manager for the rest of the season. What are you expecting from them this weekend?
Look, I haven't taken much notice, to be honest, on the change of management. That's what in the Mead camp, I suppose. Maybe they weren't happy where they were. We didn't have any issue with the management team that were there when we played them in the league, and really good guys and really very professional in what they did on the day. But obviously something wasn't happy or something wasn't right within the camp, so that's led to them changing midstream in championship and the end of the league. No, I wouldn't be happy if I was the person in that scenario that you have to change midstream. It's not the best, but look, at the end of the day, management don't go across the white line. They still have, I think it was 14 out of their All-Ireland team that played in the Leinster final. And I look at it, probably be very similar come Sunday, that'll be on the field. So they know how to win. I don't think it'll be a manager that'll make a massive difference to that scenario. So we haven't taken any focus really on that whatsoever.
How much of a difference will it make, Pat, to have a big crowd in Dungarvan on Sunday?
Yeah, that's one of the big calls we would have, to be fair. I think showed last week. Obviously, Donegal is an awful trip. It was 6.5 hours by bus for us. But credit to the people that did go and support the team, was brilliant to have. But the numbers we had versus the Donegal, when, as I said, the lifeline they got after the penalty, you could see the crowd getting behind them, and it really helped. So we really need the support this week coming into a massive game. And we need the support coming to Far Field to drive on our crew. And that's what we want. And Mead will bring the support as well. So it's be vital to us come Sunday.
Yeah, you're the only Waterford team in action this weekend as well, Pat, so there's no excuses for supporters to get out. But just for people who are tuning in, like, can you just give us a sense of the commitment these players are putting in? Like, when did you start training for this year's championship, Pat?
Yeah, pre-season would have started back in November. We would have went 2 nights a week and then moved up into the gym 2 nights a week. Plus, there's players in the panel as well, juggling the whole college game as well and trying to do that as well. And obviously we have 5 girls as well in the panel doing their leaving cert, so a lot of different aspects of the game to cover. We're 3 nights a week on the field, they're 2 nights a week in the gym, and then outside of that in recovery or need to go and get an extra physio session or an extra recovery session. So it's really, really intense for them. I have girls coming down from Dublin, I have girls coming from Limerick, coming from Cork, and to train and travel that journey 3 nights a week. We players last week were down in Dungarvan on a Tuesday night, down in Dungarvan on a Thursday night, return back to Dublin, return to Limerick, and then we're at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on a Friday morning getting on a bus to go to Donegal and return on a Saturday night at 11 o'clock. So that gives you a typical week of that player last week. And then we had players, as I said, 5 players got on the bus that were doing their leaving cert and studying in a hotel in Donegal on the Friday night to play on a Saturday, travel back down the road again and go into exams on a Tuesday morning. So commitment is just amazing from this bunch of players. We're really, really lucky to be involved with the players that we have and the commitment they give. And certain players over the years and last year and different years step away because they probably just can't give that commitment as required anymore. But what we have and what we're dealing with, we're just so lucky to have. And that's why I'd really ask people and the Waterford supporters to support them on Sunday.
How have those 5 players got on in that leaving cert, Pat?
It's like everybody, we all found the leaving cert hard and they have as well. But no, all good, and they're really good. In fairness to them, their work they do in their studies is super, and we give a mass support on that. And we've always said that the leaving cert and priorities and exams come first, football comes second. And it helps them. Some of them like to come to training. We've given them complete off. They come to training over that 3 week period only when required, when they can do it. And we have players come that, you know, somebody saying, what are you doing here tonight? You shouldn't be here. No, I wanted to come. It just helps me to clear my head. And it's lovely to have an environment like that they feel coming to training actually helps them to study or do their exam the following day. So, look, very happy to have them.
The level of commitment, Pat, you mentioned there feeds into what happened on Monday. As it stands, ladies footballers and Camogie players are playing the rest of their championships under protest due to what they feel is a failure of the GAA, GLGFA and Camogie Association to implement a player charter. And they said in a statement that while the GAA, LGFA and Camogie Association claim to be listening, it is evident that they are not truly hearing us. And your own captain, Karen McGrath, was in attendance at the press conference in Dublin on Monday, and so too was a representative from the Waterford Camogie panel, Niamh Rockett, outlining their issues. What are the main matters at play, Pat, from your perspective as you see it?
Well, there's a couple of avenues. If you look at it internally where we are in Waterford, if you say you have a hurler or you have a men's footballer that's travelling to training on a Friday night coming from Dublin, coming from Limerick, Cork, etc., wherever they're coming from, and that individual will get mileage expenses to cover and 100% right, they'll get access to their physio to get the training, they have access to a doctor, nutritionist, etc., etc. That same person could have a sister or a partner that's in the ladies' football they will travel maybe from a Dublin or for a Cork, from a Limerick. They have to put diesel or petrol in their own car. They don't have expenses. They don't have full access to a doctor. They don't have access to a physio, a nutritionist. We're really lucky in the Waterford Ladies setup where we are currently at the moment. We have full access to a physio and full access to a nutritionist. But that's not driven by having someone or a board to actually say, yeah, we'll supply that free. We're very lucky. We have people who want to support ladies football and give us that, let's say, support and backing when we do management and players do their fundraising. And it's really hard. You're fundraising, also managing a team, also trying to play. And we just spoke about a minute ago there on how a normal, typical week is for an intercounty ladies footballer. Plus then you're in January, February and March pushing really hard in the National League. But by the way, we need to fundraise as well. But we're blessed and we are very blessed in Waterford with the last 25 years plus. With the likes of Michael Ryan, the Ellis Dodd, the support he gives is unbelievable. The reason we have a nutritionist and a full-time nutritionist is because of Michael, and Michael pays that person. We wouldn't have the capability to do that otherwise. But that's not right that the players now are trying to bring it to the next level by actually supporting themselves, management trying to bring it to the next level by supporting themselves through fundraising. And as I said, we're lucky we have that pool of people that help us, and particularly Michael in his role. But it's just not acceptable to see the equal rights of what you see across the men's side of it to the actually ladies football side of it. And there's a bigger piece here from an injury prevention point of view. We don't, as we go to WIT, there's not room at the inn. So we're told that we're going on the Astro. We don't get into the actual grass fields. So big thing for us this year is we got a slot on a Friday night in the WIT, but then we're moving on a Tuesday and a Sunday. And we're very lucky this year to have Piltown. And yeah, exactly, Piltown. It's in Kilkenny. But that's the only field we'd available to our intercounty setup this year, because we're trying to reduce the risk, and it's factual information that if you go from Astro to field in heavy, intense training, your high risk of injury is really, really high. So we're trying to reduce that of not going from Astro to field back and forth. And that's why we ended up in Piltown. And that's why we ended up playing National League games in Piltown this year, because it was the only field available with the standard we required to play, because we couldn't get into the stadiums. We didn't have the access that the other side have. So I don't think we're looking for a massive amount of change in what we're doing. 18 months ago, this all started. I think we spoke about it even, Tomás,
yeah,
back then.
Yeah, we did.
Etc. It will take a lot. It will take a lot of key people from the three sides to make big decisions. We're now 18 months later, heading into 2 years. We're still in the integration phase. We're still into the talking. There still has nothing concrete been changed in the charter. And this season will pass. We'll hit the pre-season come next October. And I strongly believe we'll be in the same place. Is this the right thing to do? It's not. But you know something? Have we got a different angle or a different reason? No, we don't. But the key here is we need to do something different. We need people to listen and to understand the frustration and what it's doing to the people that is trying to play the game, as I said, the ladies' football.
You say there, Pat, that you're very lucky in Waterford that you have access to a doctor, to a physio, to a nutritionist. But you said earlier about, you know, players travelling from Dublin, from Limerick, from other parts of the country. Is that expense all coming out of their own pocket?
100%. As I said, look, we're very lucky, as I said, from a fundraising point of view, we have access to a physio. We don't have access to a doctor. We have access to a nutritionist, which is super. Everything else that them girls do comes out of their own pocket. And you're also talking about girls here that we might be lucky. Some girls might be in really, really good jobs. And we have some girls that are actually only after qualifying, maybe in their first year coming out into college, out of college. And there's girls actually in college that are trying to fund themselves to go through college, fund themselves their accommodation. They have to get into a car on a Tuesday night, travel down from Cork, travel from Limerick, girls travel from Dublin, and have to actually do what other people would do in a really good job or supported from the organisation you're working from. If I was asked to travel from work, you asked to travel from work, you will get your expenses to do that. That's part of your job. But what we're trying to do here is we're trying to get people to play at a high level. We're trying to have athletes here to perform at the best of their ability, give them everything that's required to make that happen. But we can't even do the basics of actually saying, OK, we can get you from home to training, but you have to actually do that yourself. So it's really understandable to see the high turnover as well in the ladies football, because of obviously the rain is there from a financial point of view as well.
It isn't ideal preparation going into a championship week, Pat, to have this going on in the background, but it is necessary, as you touch on there. What sort of action do you think we'll see this weekend from the players?
No, you're 100% right. It's not perfect, and fortunately it has to be some weekend. It has to be kicked off, and it's this weekend and we're first up. So look, to be honest, we haven't really spoken about it whatsoever. We'll focus completely on ourselves, and me to be no different come Sunday. What action will happen, I don't know. Honestly, there's different things being thrown out there around maybe the ball won't be touched for so many minutes in the game, or something might happen like that, or the media won't be spoken to, get the access they require, different things. I haven't got any clear guidance. This is Thursday evening as I speak now. I don't have any clear guidance on what will happen. Something will definitely happen unless something drastically changes between now and Sunday. But I'll be hoping by tomorrow evening, Friday, we will know what is the standoff required.
Watford Ladies Football Manager Pat Sullivan, thanks a million for dropping in the studio this evening.
No problem. Thanks, Tomás.
Lár na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.